Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 100 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
This is KFAEDQ on the mobile.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF, mobile also.
Roger that, Ron. I figured you'd be listening around this time. How are you doing today?
I am doing better. My cold this morning was getting to me. Was not in good shape this morning. I am better now, so hopefully it'll continue in a progressive manner and head it home.
Yeah, roger that. It's always miserable when you feel when you don't feel 100%. I prefer to be happy and healthy. And having a sickness definitely puts a damper on things, so I'm glad that you're feeling better. It's been busy. It's been a super busy week for me. I'm out on a walk now, but man, I'm facing an issue with two different applications, but I believe it's the same issue causing a couple of my issues at work. So I'm gonna I gathered some information and I'm gonna share it with some coworkers. I think later this evening I'm gonna meet with my superior and kind of show him my findings, and we'll see what he says. But I've been tracking down a couple of issues that have been plaguing some of my users. So, man, it's been super busy. But yeah, I woke up this morning, and one of my breakers tripped. The breaker that was supporting my office had tripped, but I was running a couple of simulations overnight, and I guess it was a bit too much for the breaker.
All right. A good point, bad point, I don't know. You tested them out, but yeah, that's kind of odd. Something like that would happen, but no, my week's been fairly easy so far. The boss has not gave me a lot. I've managed to keep up with his input with my output, so that's been good. I've been doing some research. I'm probably Saturday, if I'm feeling okay, I'm going to head down to Detroit area. Can't think of the place right now. To go down to Micro Center and look at some new computers for the house, the ones that I have. Nothing wrong with them. They work perfectly fine. They're old. They're 14 years old. Don't run, you know, extremely quick anymore compared to what's out there today. But Windows 10 being end of life on it is kind of forcing a little bit to go look at some things. I've been looking online and trying to decide what to do here. So that's kind of playing there. I've been looking through that, and then I have a large 3D print project I'm working on. I donated to a crowdfunding project to a 3D project, and that got funded. So all of that printing stuff, I got about 80 hours worth of printing to do. So each night I try to throw one of the build plates on the printer and print part of it. But, yeah, there's quite a few things to do there. And then I got about probably 20 hours or more of assembly and of electronics and all of that to do. So that would be kind of fun. I'd like to try and have it done by the time Christmas is around so the kids can play this game, the electronic game that this guy come up with. So that's what I've been doing.
Roger that. Sounds like you've been busy. I figured I'd tell you. I can't remember if I told you or not, but just because you have an old computer doesn't mean that you can't run Windows 11 on it. And if you're looking for a good computer, I would suggest there are resellers on eBay that sell like retired engineering workstations, laptops and desktop towers, and the prices are very, very reasonable, and you can, most of them come with Windows 11 on them, but even if you, I have some of my main computers that I use are old engineering workstations, and like the one that I use regularly now is probably, I don't know, the one is like 12 years old, and I have Windows 11 on it, and the other one's probably more like 6 or 7 years old, and I've got Windows 11 on that too, so If you're happy with the performance of your older machines, you can keep running a Windows 11 on them. It really boils down to whether or not you have the TPM 2.0 or, built into the system or not, and the old computers just don't have that.
Yeah, that is correct. Neither one of our two desktop machines will run 11 because it's missing the hardware, the internal hardware that it requires to run it. So that's what's dictating that. My notebook that I have that I run will not run 11 for the same reason, the processor is too slow. So yeah, there's hardware in it. I have one notebook that I bought at a ham swap two years ago, somewhere like that, up in Cadillac, that has Windows 11 on it, and that's running my 3D printer, so that's the only machine I've got that's got Windows 11 on it, and it's running my 3D printer. So my two desktops, notebook, so I'm kind of looking at getting two desktops, two notebooks, possibly two notebooks, at least one. And yeah, I got to look for that. Micro Center's got a mini factor Dell computer that will work fine for my wife. She doesn't need much. So basically, she only browses web and does some book work and things like that on her. So it's like $200 for a computer, and an up-to-date computer. It's got Windows, I think, either Home on it or Pro, one of the two. For me, I don't use a lot on it 90% of the time, but when I get into video editing, then I need something that will handle that. So for anything else, I could use what I want to get for her, but when it gets to the video editing and for storage, actually I'm looking at right now one of the mini computers, and I can't remember the name of it, that's online, and I read a review of it. The other thing, I need a fair amount of USB ports, so this looks like a good choice for me. It's a mini computer, but it's got like eight USB ports on it. It will handle four monitors, network connection. It's an i9 processor. The graphics that are in it is about 2 years old, so a whole lot better than mine, what I've got right now, so much better than that. And it's all solid state, so easy upgradable, easy repair on it, swap out components and that, so that I might be looking at that. KC8YVF.
Yeah, roger that, KC8YVF. This is KF8EDQ for radio ID. I will, before you spend any money, let me send you an eBay link. There is a, like a corporate, they're not corporate, but they sell corporate equipment. It's like a business down in New Hudson, Michigan. I can't remember the name of the store at the moment, but they sell rack mount servers and tower workstations and laptops and stuff. Let me send you a link to their store and just take a look around and see what they have, because you can get something pretty beefy for very reasonable on eBay. I don't know if you're, have an aversion to eBay or anything, but I've been buying stuff from the store, and I visited their facility a couple of times to buy things directly from them, but they only do eBay stuff on eBay anymore.
Yes, please do. Like I said, I'm not looking to spend a whole lot of money, because again, I don't use it a whole lot. I'm on a computer all day at work, so when I come home, I'm not on it very often. I've got my Ham Shack computer that's running 10. It will continue to run 10 just because the number of things I have on it would be difficult to duplicate nowadays with the COM ports and everything else to run all the radios and legacy systems that are on it. But for the desktops, yeah, anything. I did buy these new that I had, and they were like $350 apiece. But yeah, the one computer for my wife is like $240. The one that I'm looking at is $600. I'd prefer not to. Laptops I bought for like, I think like $300, $350, and I'm looking at probably $400 to $450 for a replacement in today's money, because all of these computers are 10 plus years old. So Only needed for video editing once in a while, but it's got to be able to handle it. And basically, I think anything now will handle it better than what my 11-year-old desktops will. So, yeah, send me the link. I'll definitely look through it, see what they have. I know I've seen some good buys on eBay, so I got to look at those as well. So I'm not in a hurry. The computers aren't going to just stop working on the 14th, and my antivirus will continue to work as long as I keep the subscription active. They'll still update the antivirus to keep those things off of it, so I should be good there. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm just pulling into my subdivision, and I'll look for the link then. I'm headed down to my daughter's to give my granddaughter a flute lesson tonight, so that's on my to-do list. KC8YVF, over to you.
Yeah, roger that, KC8YVF. Yeah, we'll talk another time, and that sounds fantastic on the flute lesson. So I like to hear it when kids get involved with playing lessons. We'll talk another time. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear. Go ahead, breaking station.
Yep, KF8EDX. Just listening to you guys, just another quick comment there. Not many people know about it, but if you check on Walmart's site, they have a restored refurbished department that is wonderful. I've bought quite a few things there electronically. They do have lots and lots of computers, including many computers and stuff that are purchased dirt cheap. So check that out before you go spend a bunch of money anywhere else. Everything I've gotten so far works as brand new. Have not had any issues whatsoever with getting any defective stuff. Like I said, it looks brand new coming out of the box. It's in original packaging. Just another one to check out there. Sorry to interrupt, guys. So yeah, thank you, Alex.
KC8YVF, what was the location, or what is the store?
Right on Walmart's site, or their app. You know, if you get their app on the phone, sometimes it's a little easier to find stuff than the actual site is. But just type in, you know, refurbished or restored computers, and it'll just pop up. Like I said, they have tons of different brands and tons of different, what do you call it? Some laptops, desktops, minis, all kinds of stuff. And we're talking, some of them are really high-end. I'm actually using one of them as a gaming laptop right now. I only paid $200 for it, and it works better than my $1,500 gaming laptop does. So, it's amazing. There's lots of good deals to be had there.
All right, I'll take a look at that, too. Yeah, that's for sure. I know I bought one at Christmas time, really cheap, a notebook for my daughter, and by accident, I somehow ended up buying two. But I'm thinking, well, I really don't need the second one. I should have kept it because it was a whole lot better than what I'm using right now and newer, and it probably would have sufficed definitely for what I'm doing using a notebook for. But, yeah, I'll take a look, that's for sure. All right, thanks. I'm sitting in the driveway, so guys, thanks a lot for the information on that. We'll talk later, KC8YVF, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening. Degrees. 43 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.